And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 21st of December. Today is Solstice Day. It is a summer solstice in the Southern Hemisphere, their longest day and shortest night. And it is the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, the longest night and shortest day. The solstices are all due to the Earth's tilt on its axis. One hemisphere is always tilting closer or further away from the sun. Since prehistory, the winter solstice has been a significant time of year in many cultures and has been marked by festivals and rites. This is because it is the point when the shortening of daylight hours is reversed and the daytime begins to lengthen again. In parts of Europe, it was seen as a symbolic death and rebirth of the sun. Some ancient monuments, such as Newgrange, Stonehenge, Cahokia Woodhenge, and Ahu Tongariki, are aligned with the sunrise or sunset on the winter solstice. There is evidence that the winter solstice was deemed an important moment of the annual cycle for many cultures as far back as the Neolithic age. The winter solstice festival in China is called Dongji. The origins of this festival can be traced back to the yin and yang philosophy of balance and harmony in the cosmos. After this celebration, it is believed that the longer daylight hours will recreate an increase in positive energy flowing in. Chinese people traditionally celebrate this auspicious day by uniting with family members, honoring their ancestors, and eating dumplings which are shaped like ears and served in soup to expel the cold from their ears. There is a legend recorded in the Talmud of the first man observing the winter solstice. The Talmud says that Adam first established the tradition of fasting before the winter solstice and rejoicing afterward. This later developed into the Roman Saturnalia and Calendae. The Talmud passage reads, "When the first man saw that the day was continuously shortening, he said, 'Woe is me! Because I have sinned, the world darkens around me and returns to formlessness and void. This is the death to which heaven has sentenced me.'" He decided to spend 8 days in fasting and prayer. When he saw the winter solstice and he saw that the day was continuously lengthening, he said, "It is the order of the world." And he went and feasted for 8 days. The publication of The Ethical Case Against Animal Experiments, edited by Andrew and Claire Lindsay, was on this day in 2017. At present, human beings worldwide are using an estimated 115.3 million animals in experiments, a normalization of the unthinkable on an immense scale. In terms of harm, pain, suffering, and death, animal experiments constitute one of the major moral issues of our time. Given today's deeper understanding of animal sentience, the contributors to this volume argue that we must afford animals a special moral consideration that precludes their use in experiments. The Ethical Case Against Animal Experiments begins with the Oxford Center for Animal Ethics' groundbreaking and comprehensive ethical critique of the practice of animal experiments. A second section offers original writings that engage with and elaborate on aspects of the Oxford Center report. The essayists explore historical, philosophical, and personal perspectives that range from animal experiments in classical times to the place of necessity in animal research to one researcher's painful journey from researcher to opponent. A devastating look at a contemporary moral crisis, The Ethical Case Against Animal Experiments melds logic and compassion to mount a powerful challenge to human cruelty. And here's a poem for today, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds, the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. and miles to go before I sleep. Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that it's always darkest before the dawn.